Firehead.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David. I'm joined here with my co-host, David Fitzpatrick, or Dahi McGillifodrick, as he likes to call himself. I'm joined by Jake, and we are home from holidays.
I was thinking of cans. But anyway, good morning, everybody. I hope you're all keeping well. I hope you all enjoyed the little bit of a summer that we did have. It's now gone. The rain is here. The plants are happy. The grass is happy. But we move on. Terry, I see.
Why do you sound like you're a pilot telling everybody that we're about to land into fucking...
Can I ask a question? Why do people still clap when the plane lands?
Because they're happy, Dave. A lot of people only go away once a year. Do you know what? When people clap, it makes me happy. Because I'm like, oh God, they probably haven't been away like in ages and they're probably just happy. They were probably really nervous. They're like, why have a problem with other people being happy and positive?
I didn't say I had a problem. And it's all about like you then making something out of nothing. All I asked was, why do people still...
But you had a face on you. If you clap when the plane lands, good for you. Happy for you.
All okay. Right, Terry, you're backwards. You're wearing heavy tracksuit bottoms, Crocs, and a bra. That's it.
I'm roasting. Sorry, the thing with brand new houses and A-rated houses is during the summer, they're ovens. They're basically ovens. When it was really sunny, I had to go into Sydney's room. Like I went in checking her before I went to sleep and the child was like a beetroot in the bed. Yeah. Had to strip her off, open the window, turn on the fan that I bought for the room. And
which is too, like even the lowest volume is too loud, do you think?
No.
No?
It's fine. It's like white noise. Sydney Fitzpatrick does not wake up. Yeah, sure. I moved her, you know the baby with the shutters. I moved them, whacked it by accident, opened the window. The child was in another dimension. She's some sleeper. Like she literally just doesn't wake up. She just does be so exhausted from all the running around. But she's a great little sleeper. She always has been. Like you could have a party in this house. And Sydney wouldn't wake up. Miles, on the other hand, you walk into his room and he can sense you. And he's like me. I'm such a light sleeper. Such a light sleeper.
This furry gobshite beside me, Jake, is part of the reason why Miles wakes up when he wakes up.
Oh, because he barks.
He
shakes his head.
But in the morning, he shakes his head. He goes out and he goes with a helicopter. Goes and his ears go flop, flop, flop.
Sydney slept from 7 to 7 from when she was about, I'd say...
11 months?
12 weeks old. No, she was like 11, 12 weeks old. And Miles still wakes at 5:30 every morning. 5:30. Oh my God.
But Terry, he has a big smile on his face.
He does.
The main
he's the happiest little fella. But oh my God, 5:30.
Come here.
The trick is to get to bed early.
But that never happens.
No, it doesn't. And actually, I have something to say about this. So a couple of weeks ago, I shared in my stories that I took off my Oura ring. Now it's back on me now because... I don't know. I'm just a glutton for punishment. But I took it off because I felt really annoyed, right? It was giving me health anxiety because it was telling me that I was stressed when I wasn't. And like, I mean that, like I'd have a really good day, like with the kids, da, da, da. Like obviously you're strained, you're running around, you're doing things, like you're in the mode, but I'm not stressed. Like I'm not stressed. I'm happy. And this thing is telling me that I'm spending like 4 hours in stress mode. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Must be all the moments I walk past you.
But you know what I mean? Like it's telling me I'm stressed, but I'm not. And I feel like if you were looking at that and like you were to believe it, it would give you anxiety. You'd be like, oh my God, I need to be doing more like to optimize myself. And I need to be getting to bed because I was finding that I was waking up and the first thing I do is check my sleep score. And if it was any way below 75, I was like, oh, for God's sake.
So it messes your whole day up before you even start.
Yeah, but like I would have slept fine. Sorry, my mouth, I have a little bit of a lisp because I have mouth ulcers, but do you get me? Like, I feel like this optimization culture has taken over. Like it's no wonder Gen Z don't go out there like all about meditation and sitting in and doing yoga and all those things. And that's great. But also you have to live. Like you are going to have those days where you're a little bit more... stress. You're going to have those days where you're going to have a glass of wine. Did you see Stephen Bartlett's getting loads of backlash?
Why?
Because he basically said in passing, I had 3 glasses of wine with my dinner and my days were ruined for about 3 days. And he just said it in passing. And I get that, like I do, because if I drink, I definitely feel it for like 2 days. But people were like, is this where we're at? Like, is this where we're at? Like that, you know, we can't even have a glass of wine without looking at the data. Like, I get it. Look, I'm not promoting alcohol. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am promoting is living a little bit, like, you know, having a glass of wine with friends, not in excess, or, you know, sitting down and having a couple of glasses and getting giddy, or, you know.
Yeah, but also leans the other way as well, where people shouldn't be, you shouldn't be made feel guilty for wanting to have a glass of wine or three glasses of wine with your dinner once every month or whatever it may
be. He's making himself feel guilty.
Yeah, but on the other side of the coin is that people shouldn't be made feel guilty if they decide they just don't want to drink at all.
But it's optimization culture. That's the problem. Like, so he's looking at data, he's looking at figures, and he can actually see that in front of him instead of being like, got to feel a little bit more tired now. I usually am today, like for 3 days, and being like, yeah, it's probably those drinks that I have, and not thinking much of it. Whereas he's analyzing it and being like, right, the next time that I'm out with my friends, will I sit down and get giddy and like have a laugh? Probably not, because I want to have the perfect sleep score. For what? True. Like, live your feckin' life.
And
sorry for cutting across you, but I found with the Oura Ring, and I'm not bashing a brand, it's every single one of these devices, they all do the same thing. I just feel like they're giving us information that we don't feckin' necessarily need to be dwelling on. Like, I know that I'm feckin' tired. I've got a new baby. I know that my stats could be reading that I'm stressed because I'm running around. I'm doing a lot. I'm running businesses. Like, there's a lot going on, but I'm fine. Do you know what I mean?
You like that Ross and Friends. He's like, I'm fine.
But I am fine. And I think in life you need to have the ups and you need to have the down and you need to feel the peaks to feel the, or you need to feel the troughs to feel the peaks. And that's feckin' life. If you go through life at a perfect score and you go to bed at 9 o'clock every night and you wake up with a perfect score, like, you're not going to make memories.
What's your Oura Ring going to tell you right now for the past
come here, do you want
seven
me to
and a half minutes of what is it coming across?
Tell you
as
what,
you get further into this conversation, you get more and more wound up
I'm
and
just
stressed.
Saying, if you're listening to this and you're like trying to get the perfect score and you're not doing things because of that, and you're like living to please this fucking app on your phone, check yourself.
Right.
I'm all for being healthy,
take a breath.
But like, come on.
We know.
Take I don't know. Deal. I just got really annoyed.
Do a bit of research there for a second while I talk.
My sleep last night was 75 because I got 6 hours sleep.
Can I fish?
And my latency was terrible.
What's latency?
I went to bed late.
Oh, latency.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is it like, does the Oura have the same idea where you can set it?
Oh, and this sleep debt. See this? I owe me box out in sleep debt.
Yo, you're box out on
the
milkman
really
as well, Terry.
Last night.
Yeah. Terry can't pay the milkman, but she can go to the Cannes Film Festival.
The milkman is linked up to my Revolut and I never really keep it topped up, and like it keeps bouncing, and then I have to message him and be like, really sorry about that, the money's there if you want to take it.
And then the milkman will come into the estate and he'll drive past the house and he'll go, why didn't get any milk? Because you owe him €22.
He's never not given me milk. That's a lie, David. He's never not given me the milk. He
funny.
Knows. He
we
knows.
Have more milk in our fridge than anything else in the fridge, Terry.
Go on. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, does the Oura have an option where you can reduce its activity? Like where your phone or your smartwatch, where it's like, it's saying, oh, you've got...
You didn't meet your goal.
You've got 2,000 steps left. Keep going and you'll hit your goal.
I'm not using it. I don't even know. I'm not even using it very
well. It's like encouraging people. People are like, oh my Christ, I've already done 20,000 steps and I'm exhausted. I'm in work all day, whatever. Can you just leave me alone? And the thing is still vibrating. Oh, there's 2 more hours left in the day.
Like,
you can go
fuck?
And it still hit your target.
I know. Look, come here. It promotes health and it's a great way to get busy. But like, I'm not going to live my life trying to please this feckin' app on my phone. I'm just not doing it because of enough things going
on.
We
all know that Terry does not go around in her life pleasing anybody but herself.
But I've enough people telling me what I'm not doing wrong without a feckin' app telling me.
Can I ask you just while
I'm not
it's
sleeping
on,
right?
Can I ask you while it's on my mind, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've written it down as I want to do it as a video. Why do you make tea with a fork? Why is it with a fork? Burger. You're going to use a spatula next day.
Because I tell you why, right? Because you get a better squeeze with a fork, and when you scoop it out, it doesn't collect tea to take with your tea bag.
What?
Yeah. So you know if you use a spoon, you're going to get a pool of tea in the spoon when you take it out, and it's going to go everywhere.
Not if you squeeze it out.
No. I like a fork.
Do you put it to the edge of the earth where it's about to tipple over?
What do you mean?
The volume of the liquid.
I don't know. I like to live on the edge, David.
Anyway, you're living on the edge this morning, Cinderella. Terry has a blue dress currently soaking in the sink and she's doing a Cinderella job on cleaning. Boy, what's going on?
I'm hand washing it because it was an expensive dress and I'm trying to mind me clothes.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Right, can we talk about Katie Price?
We can talk about Katie Price.
Right.
I don't know. I know one thing. Her husband went missing. Now you fill us in.
I have made a timeline of what is going on with Katie Price, okay? Because I feel like we need to talk about it. So, do you want to hear it?
Since the beginning of her career or since her husband went missing?
Just this year. Because I feel like, I'm like, who's Lee Andrews? And who's this guy? And when did she marry him? I don't remember seeing that. Da, da, da. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I was just hearing all this. So, do you want to get the download? Do you want the scoop?
I want the tea.
So, in January, Katie secretly married Lee Andrews in Dubai after meeting him. And she only knew him for 1 week.
Lovely.
Okay. Then in early May, Lee is supposed to appear with Katie on a UK TV show for a joint interview. And basically she only showed up and then she claimed that he was stuck in Muscat Airport, but reports later suggested that that didn't add up. So on the 14th of May, Lee disappears completely. Katie says that she receives an alarming text from him claiming that he's been arrested and he's tied up in the back of a van and he's been taken to a black site. And Katie and Lee's family contact authorities and reportedly file a missing person report through the British Embassy in Dubai. So then Katie publicly says that the British police and basically the Foreign Office are all trying to find him. So he's missing person, like he's missing person. And then Lee's family then later tell the media that Lee is actually under arrest and he's not kidnapped. So she, basically then a week later, Katie, after being looking for him for all that time, Katie just basically says that she's stepped back and she stopped looking for him. So on the 27th of May, Lee is found and he contacts Katie on a really short phone call. And according to Katie, right, he phoned from Dubai's Alwar prison. Authorities are suspecting him of being a spy and he's expected to pay a fine. And Katie confirms that he's alive and doing okay. What in God's name is happening? Do you know this fella is allegedly being done for like scamming women and like doing this in the past and being abusive allegedly like. And she went and married him and he's obviously scamming her. Like he's not in prison. I don't think he's in prison.
I remember seeing something pop up when it just came out that after going missing, and a video then surfaced of him doing a video, like a selfie video of him walking through the airport.
Yeah.
Saying,
fake.
Everybody's asking where I am and why I didn't turn up for this interview that you're talking about. I'm fine. I have my passport. Apparently there was an issue with his passport at the airport and they took it off him and that's why he couldn't travel. But he's like, but I'm
he's
fine.
He's scamming her.
But that's all the context of the video was.
But that's the timeline and that's what's been going on. But like, basically he's saying now that they're accusing him of being a spy and he's allegedly ringing her.
So he works for Epstein.
I don't know. But like the poor girl, I feel like she's come out and said in the past that like all of her problems in life have definitely stemmed from relationships and men. I just think Katie, what she needs to do, she needs to mind herself. She needs to just take some time out, feck men, and just focus on herself and her kids.
She just needs to go to Seminyak and set up in a yoga class and live there for 3 months.
Just stay away from men. Stay away from men. This is wild. Like her kids are like old enough to be seeing all this.
Her kids were that she has with Peter Andre are like 19 and 20 or something.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what are they making of all this? Oh God. Awkward.
Yes.
But isn't that all mad?
Is it
Is it real? Do you think it's real? Do you think he's having her on? Do you think he's just pulling her leg?
I reckon just a pair at the minute. I think they're both, it's like a publicity stunt. Because at the moment she's not getting a lot of good press.
No. So gig season is upon us. We are going to a couple of gigs this summer, which we're very excited about. We got tickets for the weekend, which I booked when I was literally about 5 days postpartum, would you say?
I remember that.
Sat on this couch and I was like, we need to lock in for next year. I want to have a really good year. I feel like we are having a really good year.
It's been a really good year and a summer as well.
So amazing. Yeah. I'm so excited for this summer. I'm really milking it. Like we've made loads of plans, loads of holidays, and we're just absolutely buzzing. So we're going to the weekend. We're going to Dermot Kennedy, hopefully. And we're doing Lewis Capaldi. So they're the gigs. And then I know Barry and Nicole want us to do a few gigs with them, but
they're raves.
No, there's like that la la la. You know that one?
What?
La 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 la. What's that one? I can never remember the name.
Giggity giggity.
It's some Irish band. I don't know.
Like a trad band.
I don't know what it is. They keep saying it to us and we're like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, book your tickets. And then we're like, Homer Simpson into a bush.
No, it's Jesus, if we could get Lewis Capaldi and Dermot Kennedy, because they're both outside venues, like good weather, it'd be absolutely amazing.
Living the dream. What's the best gig that you've ever been to? The best gig?
I'd say one of the best gigs would have been for performance would be Coldplay.
Yeah, same.
And then, you know me, I'm a softie. I like my acoustic music.
David loves...
Like James Arthur was one of the best.
In our house, right, when David's at home versus... Like when I walk in the door and David's here with the kids, the difference between that and when I'm at home and David walks in...
Yeah, we know.
The kids, just by the music that he picks, right? So David will have Lewis Capaldi or who's your other sad song go-to?
I love... Adele, Celine Dion.
Oh, he loves the sad song and he'll play the sad songs all through the house and the kids will just be sitting listening.
Yeah,
to
it keeps them zen, Terry. You right, wonder why they're all bouncing their head off the walls, Terry.
And then if David walks into me, it's Jerry Cinnamon. Like, what?
We haven't played that in ages, actually.
Banta, or yeah. She is a belta. Like, it's madness. I just love mad music and I love the kids.
I love mad music as well, but there's times
when you need to calm. When I come in, I'm like, change the songs. I can't listen to this. If I hear Adele one more time, what's that song that you always listen to?
I don't pick that in.
What's the song? You know the song?
Oh, I Drink Wine?
Yeah.
Do you know I don't actually pick that song?
Somebody else.
That's the song that starts. That is the song that comes on, Terry. You need to stop. You're a bit of a bully.
But yeah, gig season are upon us. Let us know what gigs that you're going to. We're very excited. There's a few on, like, I don't like the idea of going to like Electric Picnic or anything like that.
You know, I've never been to an overnight festival. Ever.
You don't want to. I don't rate it. I've done a few and like they're not for me.
Like I've done Oxygen, Electric Picnic.
You didn't do Oxygen.
What's the other ones? We haven't done a Weekly Bits in a while.
Oh my god, David Fitz. Okay, and next up we have David Fitz and his Weekly Bits. Oh my god, you did not. People are going to stop listening to us because of that. Go. Stop.
Okay. You don't even know what the sound was.
Do, 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 do.
No.
What?
It was people clapping.
Oh.
So you'll like it, Terry.
Go on.
So, something we never got to speak about because we were on a two-week holidays, but the absolute pure legend, David Attenborough turned 100 years old.
Isn't he so amazing?
Every time I've seen his name pop up on my phone for the past 3 or 4 years, you keep thinking that it's like...
He's going to die.
Someone's had to find him dead in the stomach of a crocodile or something.
That's going to be a bigger funeral than like the king will get.
I hope.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
So a couple of really quick things that actually happened throughout his career that a lot of people didn't realise or didn't know, and I didn't know, right? David Attenborough has more than 50 animal species named after him. Did you know that?
He has how many?
Over 50.
What? Like, what are they all called? David? So that means...
No, like he would have named them himself.
Oh.
Do you get me?
Very good.
Because I remember watching, like, now that I'm reading that, I remember watching some of the shows and they're... It's a lot of it is like deep sea creatures like that you wouldn't, you know...
Expeditions.
Yeah, and they were naming them on the show. Do you get me? Anyway... Originally, he was rejected for a job as a radio producer, and then he became one of the most famous broadcasters across the globe.
Wow.
He's the only person to win BAFTAs for programs in black and white, color, HD, and 3D.
Wow.
Despite traveling the globe, he has never learned to drive.
No way. Sure, why? What do you
He's been chauffeured everywhere. Despite his love...
I didn't learn to drive until I was 30. Just throwing that in there.
And who taught you how to drive?
How do I make this about me?
Who taught you how to drive, Terry?
Not you.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
No, you did driving lessons, but who taught you how to drive before you went?
No, you didn't. I knew how to drive before I met you. Just not very well.
All right, bleeding fingerless head. I was robbing cars from 9 years old. Gobshite.
Oh my god. Well, at least I wasn't able to
what pay my electricity bill, Terry?
You couldn't pay your electricity bills even though you lived in Swords.
Do you know there was a famine in Swords, Terry?
Yeah, I do. That's why you're all in boots, bag of Lego. Go on.
Despite his love of almost every animal, he has admitted he is not a huge fan of rats. Who is?
I like rats.
Baby mountain gorillas once tried to steal his shoes. So anyway, that's David Attenborough theory. Next one. You can relate to this. 95% of Irish people admit to panic cleaning before guests arrive.
Yeah, that's you. You clean all the time. I think 99% of people know this. That's not a weekly bit.
No, but if people were coming over, if you knew like someone was coming over, you'd clean.
I just make sure there's no shite in the toilet because you and Sydney have a tendency to absolutely destroy toilets.
What's it like that when you shit in the toilet, Terry, that there's a robot arm that collects the shit so perfectly in a plastic bag and then
it's not
start.
That I just have aim. I have aim. You and
you
Sydney
aim.
Don't. Sydney aims for the bowl.
Okay, you have aim. A couple in France make $300 per photo letting men pay to see their feet stuffed with Doritos and cheese.
Right. I think we should move on from weekly bits. I think that's enough. They really? Used to be cool.
They're always cool, Terry.
Tell us a fact.
That is a fact.
Good. Tell us a fact. Go on, finish it off with a fact. Give us a fun fact about...
The most disturbing facts that are actually true that I'm sure you didn't realise, right?
Okay, go.
Hidden Valley Ranch. You know the ranch for your Caesar salads?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're owned by the company that make Clorox bleach.
I don't eat Hidden Valley Ranch.
I never said you did. I just said, do you know it?
Did I ever tell you about in school, you know the way like you do like school tours?
Yes.
And they bring you to like places. I think I spoke about this. Mm. We got brought to a knit factory.
Yeah, you told us that.
Yeah. And a That's pregnancy fingless. Test.
That's what happens.
But like, what the hell? Why did
I'm
they bring us to a knit factory
they didn't bring you to
and a pregnancy test? And when I say...
Surprised they didn't bring you to a prison and say,
when I say,
if you don't stop, this is where you're going to end up.
You're David, people from Finglas are going to be listening to this and absolutely punch the head off you.
No, they're not, because they have a fucking sense of humour.
But who in their right mind takes a bunch of girls to a knit factory and a pregnancy test factory? They got swiped.
They did.
Go on. Last weekly bits.
Right. A toddler's adult teeth are right below their eyes. So before they come down,
yeah,
they're below their eyes.
Yeah.
So they're already up there.
Miles got four teeth at once.
Yeah.
Four teeth
he
at
looks
once.
A bit mental.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
It's like when he's laughing at you, he's like, he goes, right. Like, yeah.
And he's too many teeth.
Yeah, I'm like, Jesus, you far too many teeth.
Yeah, Sydney only
he
had
was so much cuter with just one.
Sydney had like her bottom teeth for ages and then just two top teeth. Miles got four teeth
and
at
two,
the top
and
at
two
once.
Bottom. And two bottom.
And he's like...
He looks like a rat. Snitches be stitching.
He looks like, I don't know what he looks like, but he looks way older than what he is.
I know, and he has a blonde comb over.
He's got a blonde comb. He's blonde. How did we make a blonde baby? Wild. Okay, I have a listener email. Do you want to hear it?
Go for it.
Hey guys, I need advice because I just found out my friend has been secretly sabotaging me at work. What? We work in the same company and I always trusted her completely. Over the last year, I kept missing out on opportunities and hearing rumors that I was hard to work with, which made no sense to me. A colleague recently showed me screenshots proving my friend had been speaking badly about me to management behind my back whenever my name had come up for promotions. In the message, she said she was tired of living in my shadow. When I confronted her, she denied everything, even though I had proof right in front of me. She cried playing victim and then tried to make me feel guilty for believing it. Now work is awkward and I honestly feel heartbroken more than angry. I can't imagine doing that to someone and call them my best friend. How do you move on from this kind of betrayal? Please keep this anonymous.
Holy moly.
Girl, she's jealous of you. She's jealous of you. And you're going to come across these people in life that'll pretend to be your friend and then do you dirty.
I can't remember, did she say how long they've been friends?
No.
They're just good friends or best friends?
Some people like befriend you because they envy you. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Or like they'll be all over you and they'll like...
They just create these things in their head and then they convince themselves that you're actually doing something wrong.
Yeah.
And then they'll like go down this tunnel of da-da-da-da-da-da and then it like fests in their head. And it's like, people are weird. Like people are
really
weird.
But she's been nice to her face and like being her friend to her face and then, you know... Blocking her from opportunities. That is a frenemy. If you want to progress, I knew wanted to get on with things, I would get as far away from her as possible, because in life you just meet these people and they can't help it. It's not that they're a bad person. They're just jealous of you and they're just trying to make sure that you don't do better than them.
Mm.
And she's jealous of you. And that's exactly what that is.
Well, if it's going to go south with the relationship, what I would be doing...
The worst thing is when people are nice to your face and then talk badly about you behind your back.
Exactly.
It's the worst.
But if she's in this job and she's happy in her job and she wants to progress and make a full career out of it, and the friendship is obviously going to go south when she's gone and approached her, she's denied it, blah, 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 play victim. She could go to HR. She's all the proof. And get rid of her. Get rid of her. Because you're never going
to
continue with the job of the two of you working there.
Mm, I don't know. I just stay away from her. Stay away from her. She sounds narcissistic as well, the way that she's like, oh my God, it wasn't me. Like, it was made up. That's not real. Like, gaslighting.
Did she make it about you that you're the problem?
Anyway, that's our advice. Run a million miles away. And that is it for this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. We will be back next Sunday. If you're not following us on wherever you get your podcast, make sure that you do. And also give us some stars. We need some stars.
We love the stars.
We love the stars. And thank you so much for TK Maxx for sponsoring this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David.
Have a nice week.
Bye.